with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to PLB Talk Radio. Today is episode 18, and it's a bit of a special episode. It's something that I think we all need to talk about. It's something I think we all need to hear about. It's something that's giving me nightmares. It's something that is helping me to lose sleep, and I don't know if I need much help doing that. But let me give you a start here. The episode 18 title is A Dire Case of Liberalism. The entire title is America, A Dire Case of Liberalism. Now, I'm not one to point a finger, in most cases, at any political party, because they all have their faults, they all have their ups, they all have their downs. But, as you're going to see as we proceed with this show, this is over the top. This is treason in your face. And anybody who is my age and grew up in America can absolutely see beyond a shadow of a doubt that America is in dire straits. So, today's show points out the reasons, plans, and choreography behind what's being used to institute the destruction of America via a treasonous liberal caste. No, not exaggeration whatsoever. And we'll get to those points. Yes, this is strong language, but we will delve into the need for just that, strong language. But as usual, before we get started, I would like to once again say thanks to RBN, the platform, Republic Broadcast Network, because it is a platform that allows me to give you the truth. And today, so many don't. They don't. I would also like to say thank you to Sam, because Sam is the producer of this show. Without Sam, you wouldn't be hearing this show. Sam does a great job. Sam is a great person, and he deserves a hats off. So thank you very much, Sam. And also to Annie at Shake and Wake, who replays this show every Thursday on Shake and Wake Radio. And she also hosts on Shake and Wake Radio the newest show for TLB Project, which my co-host is Stephen Roberts, and that's Eagle's Eye Report. And that's Wednesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. Central. These are all very significant parts of the weekly success of the Liberty Beacon Project's message, and I appreciate all of them. And let's jump right back to getting the message out and how much we appreciate that. Because speaking of the TLB Project message, Twitter has permanently suspended the TLB account due to too much disinformation. And of course, I have, and I'm putting the air quotes up, truth, too much truth. Which is an absolute fact. Part of the reason the Liberty Beacon Project doesn't get a whole lot of bleed back, not so much from the platforms. There are platforms like Facebook, and I guess you would have to include Twitter at this point, and others who don't want you to say the truth because the truth doesn't fit into a progressive or a liberal narrative. We're getting to that. Okay? But with the maximum shadow banning we were under on Twitter, they're actually saving us 45 minutes a day from having to post to that platform. And will actually allow us a little bit more time to post our posts we feel people actually need to read or see or listen to on platforms where they do allow you to see them. And the only thing I could say about all of this is Twitter is in free fall. And if you don't think Musk didn't have something to do with that, you haven't been listening. I'm not telling you Musk is God. I'm not telling you that Elon is the best person on the planet. I'm not telling you he has no faults. What I am telling you is he's pointed out a few things in public that Twitter didn't want people to know about, like how many actual bot accounts, how many actual double, triple, quadruple accounts, how much lying is being done, and how much shadow banning. These are things that Twitter has been protecting for a very long time, and now all of a sudden they're public. And we do have Musk to thank for that. So, thank you, Elon. As usual, the message I bring you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability, depending on our course of action or the course of action we're being dragged down. Again, more on that in this episode. Obviously, from the way I'm talking here, you've already guessed there aren't going to be any call-ins today. I will barely have enough time to give out all the information I have prepared for you. But as usual, there will be an article published on thelibertybeacon.com tomorrow with the title, let's go back to the title so you can remember, America, a Dire Case of Liberalism. And it will be published on thelibertybeacon.com. And feel free to comment. Feel free to put questions there. I personally take care of those. Yes, we've got a lot of websites. We do put a lot of information out. But when it comes to my shows, I personally say thank you for the comments. And I personally answer the questions. So if you want to get to me and you don't have a chance to throw a question at me during the show, doesn't mean you can't do it. You absolutely can. Every Monday, by noon Central Time, there is an article published on thelibertybeacon.com. So let's get down to business. The spark for this particular show, as well as some of the content, came from an article authored by Solomon St. Lightstone. And that article will also be embedded in the article I put up with this show tomorrow. So that you can, because again, I don't take all of their, if I base a show on someone's article, I don't take the article word for word. And a lot of it is expounded upon with my thoughts and the research I've done. But the spark, as I said, for this show came from his article. Okay, so let's get down to what we have to say, because we only have a limited amount of time to say it. And I've got a lot of things to say. When I was growing up, and remember, I was born in 1954. I'll be 68 in August. When I was growing up, Republicans were the party of big business, corporate America, the military-industrial complex. Okay? This is who they were, with little general public support or trust. Now, it doesn't mean they weren't a trusted party. It just means that most of the trust came from those who are in the corporate world, not so much the blue-collar workers, all right? The Democrats, on the other hand, were the party of the blue-collar workers, okay? We the people, the unions, with max general public support and trust. What the hell happened? Because it isn't that way today. If I tried to use that to explain the Democrat and Republican Party to somebody in their early 20s or late teens today, they'd look at me like I was an idiot, and they would be right. They would be right. Today, that does not describe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party at all. While it is untrue and wrong to portray all Democrats as evil because you have moderates, or all Republicans as heroes because you have rhinos, the following or the information I'm about to give you is true enough to shape the path this country is being forced down at an ever-increasing pace. So in other words, what you're about to hear is a general description of conservatives and a general description of Democrats. But there are outliers in anything. And that doesn't mean people lying out. That means people on the outside of the main or the general description. Today, and more so each day, Republicans/conservatives seem to be the voice and protectors of we the people, and Democrats/progressives/liberals are the party of intentional destruction of America via the order of their masters. Who are their masters? The global elites, hell-bent on America's subjugation to global governance. No, don't shake your head no. This country right now is ruled by blue. It is ruled by Democrats. It is ruled by liberals. It is ruled by progressives. And we are moving towards global governance every single day. If you can't see it, you're a moron. When Trump was in, it was all about America first. It was all about make America great again. And this is not a show about Trump. I'm just making a comparison here. This was all about building things in America. This was all about American energy independence. This was all about sealing our borders. Let me ask you a question. How much of that is true right now? The answer to that is none of it. You don't even have to think. None of it is true. None of it. So when I make a comment like, you know, the liberals are the party of the intentional destruction of America via the orders of their global masters or the global elites, hell-bent on American subjugation to global governance, that's an absolute fact. And via what I just told you, if you can't see that, get your head out of your butt. America is being destroyed right under your nose. Last week, I did a show explaining to you why Joe Bob had to be in office. They needed a compromised puppet in office so they could get away with everything and have a president that would never push back. Why he can't. They own him. They literally own him. This is the only reason what's being accomplished right now, or the destruction of America, can even happen. This is neither a joke or an exaggeration. As anyone with half a brain, probably not most progressives or liberals, can see that America today suffers from more simultaneous disasters and setbacks than at any point in modern history. Do you think it's a coincidence that all of this crap is going on at the same time? All of it! The worst things you can possibly imagine are all going on simultaneously, and you've got a government that's picking its nose. You've got a blue government that isn't doing squat about any of it. Explain that to me. You can't. Don't waste your breath. Okay. So let's go through America stands at the threshold of what? Let's go through a few points of the threshold America stands at. Loss of all credibility in the global community. Okay, we know that to be a fact. Afghanistan even accentuated the holy crap out of that. We have enemies now who laugh at us, and we have allies now who look at us with pure anger and disgust. World War III may be happening quicker than we think. There's a real good possibility, including maybe even a limited nuclear exchange. An increase in invasion across our southern border. A major recession, which will most likely turn into a depression. And if all of this continues to happen, civil war to some degree. None of what I just said is an impossibility, and most of you who would listen to a show like this have heard something about all of these 5 points at least once or twice before. The point here is, are they inevitabilities? Are they? Because if they are, everybody listening right now should be a little bit frightened. I have never seen America in this state in almost 70 years. Let me go over the short list again. The thresholds America stands on. Loss of total global community credibility. The possibility of World War III. Increased invasion across the southern border. A major recession, if not an ultimate depression. And civil war. They are doing everything they can to push everybody out there with a conservative attitude into being traitors to their country. Today, if you're a conservative, you're pretty much a traitor. Today, if you're a liberal, you need to do things to conservatives to shut them up. And we're going to go over that as well. All right. So that's the short list of thresholds we stand on. Now, I'm going to continue on, and I'm going to do a partial list of what is being used to intentionally destroy America. Now, for all of you saying, that's a harsh point, Roger. Intentionally destroy America. It's not a harsh point. It's a reality everybody better wake up to prior to the elections in 2022. If a major event hasn't been pulled out of the rabbit's hat or the rabbit pulled out of the hat prior to then, to throw the entire United States into such a state of panic that the elections are put on hold. Because right now, the liberals and the globalists who own them understand that their blue team is in for a bloodbath. And it may be the only thing they can do to maintain their grip on power and to continue the destruction of America is to make sure we don't have an election. How many of you have thought of that? How many of you have thought of a national emergency that puts a halt to the election or temporarily postpones it indefinitely? How many? Let me give you a hint. How about a monkey virus? Yeah. I won't go into that much because next week I'm going back to vaccines. And I will be telling you some things that will probably, I don't know, put you into shock a little bit more than what's happening today. Again, my shows are never for entertainment. They are for education. And they never are here to please you. They are always here to educate you. So here's a partial list of what is being done to intentionally destroy America. Social programs bankrupting our country. I got to explain something to you. Giving people free things may help to get you elected, especially if you're a Democrat. If I can give you free this, if I can give you free that, if I can give you free this, if I can give you a free cell phone, you're probably going to vote for me. What you're not understanding and you're not realizing is that every time that's done, it puts you and your children in more debt. And eventually we hit a brick wall where the United States literally crumbles and falls under such a massive debt load. We are so close to that, it's insane. We're in the mid to high $30 trillion debt. Trillions. What I just said is the combined gross national product of just about every country on the planet with a few exceptions. And that's just our debt. Stop and think about that. But yet, these liberals constantly want to give you something more free. They want to forgive all of the college debt. Do you know how much debt that's going to put on this country? They want to forgive. They want to pay reparations for something that happened several hundred years ago. Do you know how much debt that's going to put on this country? What you're not understanding is that is destroying America. Free things for you may put a smile on your face, but your kids won't be able to live. So if you're out to destroy your children's life, why don't you tell Joe Bob you want something else free? How about the next one? All right? Destroying the economy and more via a hyped pandemic. And when that starts to fade, opening the door for another. Oh, the monkey flu, the bird flu. And this is a mechanism to maintain maximum control. What we saw during COVID-19, we saw lockdowns that everybody knew and the scientists told them they weren't going to work. They were scientifically faulty. Don't do it. You're going to destroy your economy and it's not going to work. But they did it anyway. And it wasn't to save you from getting something that has no more knockdown power than the regular flu. It was for them to maintain maximum control over you. what you can do, what you can't do, where you can go, where you can't go, who you can talk to, who you can't talk to, and who you can look in the eyes and see whether they're smiling or not, because they're wearing a mask, which doesn't work either. And that was scientifically proven. So we're seeing that COVID-19 is losing its grip. And as of 2 years ago, they had already planned on the monkey flu coming up in your face. And there's actually an article published on the Liberty Beacon that will explain that to you. All of that was planned 2 years ago, step by step, including the fact that Joe Biden's already gone out and bought millions of vaccines. Yeah, millions of these vaccine shots for something that there's only, what, two or three confirmed cases in the entire United States? Gee, you think maybe this is going to be the next mechanism used to control you? You think so? How about the next one? Coerced, forced, deadly vaccines followed by boosters the government wishes to make permanent. I told you and everybody listening, and I said this on John's show a year before John passed away. And when he asked, we're talking about John Stadmiller. And I was on his show every Wednesday, you know that. And I told the entire audience over and over again that this vaccine was going to turn out to be the most deadly pharmaceutical product ever used in history on humanity. Scientists have stepped up, several of them, over the last couple of months to state unequivocally that the vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccines, are doing more death and damage than all other vaccines combined over the last two decades. Gee, does that sound familiar? Does it sound familiar? Well, you better take it. The chance of your child dying from COVID-19 is no worse than your child dying of the flu. How many of you take your kids in to get a flu shot before they go to school? Some of you may. A vast majority of you don't. Why? Because to a kid, the flu means a couple of days with the sniffles, a very low-grade fever, and them crying in the middle of the night and keeping you up. That's it! But you're being forced to give them the most deadly pharmaceutical product ever used on humanity in the history of pharmaceutical products. Not one time, not two times, but now they're approving boosters. Boosters for 5 to 11-year-olds. Why don't we kill a few kids? Maybe that'll make them happy. Is that a joke? No, it's not a joke. Is that what's happening? Yes, it is. Why? I also told this audience a long time ago that the COVID-19 shots were never intended to save you from anything. They can't keep you from getting it. They can't keep you from body from storing it, and they can't keep you from transmitting it. So why are you even taking it? But I told you all that it was never intended to save you from anything. It was intended to give you something. Why are the majority of people dying with quote unquote COVID symptoms today, those who are quote unquote fully vaccinated? Why? But yet you better take it. And now you're going to get bird flu. Now you're going to get the monkey flu. And now what's going to happen to humanity? Let's go back to the Georgia Guidestones. Keep humanity under 500 million in tune with nature. There's 8 billion of us. Think, people. When I was saying this 10 years ago, people were telling me I was nuts. When I say it today, they actually listen. What's the difference between 10 years ago and today? The fact that you're all living through what I promised you was going to happen 10 freaking years ago. It's in your face now. All of a sudden, Roger's not the big idiot or the big nut everybody thought he was. Only Roger knew 10 years ago he wasn't the nut. Okay, what's the next one? The next one. Academic corruption from kindergarten through college. Let's just focus on college right now because there's a couple other points to focus on the younger kids as we go along. But let's focus on college. How many of you have been, you parents, have actually visited a college class and listened to the professors talk? How many of them of you parents are aware at the level of Marxist or communist professors teaching our young adults? How many of you are aware of this? How many of you are wondering why your kids come out of college with the attitudes and the understandings that they do? Why is it legal for a Marxist to teach Marxist ideas in a college where Marxism is not supposed to exist? Why? Why is it legal or okay? Why is it condoned by a college board, the people who run a college, for a communist professor to teach the principles and the benefits of communism in college today? It's happening all the time. It's not a joke. It's not a guess. It's an absolute fact. So that, I guess, brings the question to academic corruption, because that's exactly what it is. Our children are not being taught what they're supposed to be taught. They're being taught what these communists or these Marxists feel they should be taught. They're not being paid to teach our children what they think. They're being paid to teach our children what they're supposed to be teaching our children or our young adults. That's not happening. And it is actually condoned by the universities, unless you go to private schools. There are conservative-based private colleges where you can send your children, if you're rich. Most of us aren't. All right. I'm not going to go on to the next point, simply because we're going to be going to a break here real soon. What I am going to do is I'm going to tell everybody listening that, look, we've only started on this. And this isn't about how bad America is, because America isn't bad. It isn't. This is about how bad America is being treated, how badly it's going to be portrayed if we allow this to continue, how bad it looks in the world's eyes when we are supposed to be, we're supposed to be the island of freedom and liberty that the world comes to. All of this is disappearing, and it's all been disappearing in the last, what, year and a half? How much of this actually existed in the forms you see it today 2 years ago? Have you ever seen a nation-wrecking plan forwarded so fast, so quickly, so dynamically, and so brutally in such a short period of time? In the most powerful and the most economically rich nation on the planet. How does that make any sense to anybody listening? And on the other side of this break, we're going to hit some points that'll make these seem tame. And that's not a joke. Why are we doing this? Because if you're not awake to this, and you don't tell whoever you put into office in the midterms, you will either represent us or we will recall your butt, then you will live in America that rivals hell going forward. And there will be nothing you can do about it. Nothing. You stand up now. But in order to stand up now, you need to understand what is going wrong. My job will continue on the other side.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Hear my words out of my heart, teacher. Take my arms out of my heart, reach you. But my
again, nobody's ever going to accuse me of echoing in the well of silence. If there's anything that Roger can never be accused of, it's being silent. When we went to break, when we went to commercial, we were working on a partial list of what is being used to intentionally destroy America. I went to social programming. I went to destroying an economy. I went to forced vaccines. I went to academic corruption. And now we're going to go to complete MSM, mainstream media, or big tech control of information to push narratives and cover lies. Because in all totalitarian governments, the media is an arm of the tyranny. Stop and think about what I just said. Do you think there was a free press in Hitler's Germany? Do you think there was a free press in Stalin's Soviet Union or Russia? Do you think there was a free press or was a free press in Mao's China? Do you think there is a free press in China today? And I could go on and on. Where the government sets the rules and the government tells you what you can and can't say, and then I guess by default what you should and shouldn't think, then the media is the arm or the branch by which that is accomplished. Today, we know for a fact that Hunter Biden's laptop existed. But yet the media absolutely beat that to the ground and said it was Russian disinformation. This is the media. Did they know it was real? Yes, they knew it was real. They did. That's a fact, and it can be proven. And I could go on and on. We have a media today that we trusted when we were kids in my generation. And I'm talking about in the late 50s, 60s, maybe even the early 70s. We had trust for our media. Today, we don't. We understand today, those of us who do our homework, that the media is the extended arm of those who wish to control everything we think and say. If you think that the media today represents you, you are an idiot. It doesn't. It represents the thoughts and wishes of their masters, those who give them the biggest bucks. And that's not a joke. Our mainstream media, our big tech media, is owned literally, and I don't mean financially, I'm talking about as far as control, by those who own our government. I didn't say our government now, did I? I said those who own our government. Okay, what's the next point? All right. Excess. Oh, all right. I want to hit this one right because I don't want people getting the wrong idea. Excessive expansion of wars for globalist agenda. A lot of you think you know what's going on in Ukraine and Russia. You don't. A lot of what you're being told is exactly what they want you to believe. What you're being showered with every single day is the suffering that's going on in Ukraine, and I'm not telling you some of that's not happening, it actually is. What they're telling you is how bad Putin was for jumping in there in the first place. Do I condone Putin jumping in and killing Ukrainians? No, I don't, not for any reason whatsoever. But what led up to this? What built up to this? Was it just Putin's idea that, hey, you know what? I think I like Ukraine and I'm going to take it over. So let me send a bunch of my soldiers and some of my best military equipment in there, kill a bunch of people, lose a bunch of soldiers, Russian soldiers, and eventually end up owning Ukraine. No. And anybody who thinks that that's the reason is a nut. It's not. The politics goes much deeper. And that's another whole show altogether. But why we're in there and what we're doing, how many of you listen to stories? How many of you listen to stories? And we're talking about prior to the Russia-Ukraine war. How many of you listen to stories about the corruption of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden in the Ukraine? How many of you heard Joe Biden saying, well, I told them they even need to get rid of that guy or they ain't getting $1 billion? How many of you understand the corruption with a lot of, and believe it or not, it's a vast majority of the corruption between the United States and Ukraine comes from the Democratic Party. So we're being pushed into war after war. And as this happens, we become poorer, they gain more control, and a lot of other people get rich, and a lot of other people maintain or gather up and maintain power they shouldn't have. Okay, what's our next point? Abortion is being used as a social dividing issue. Abortion wasn't an issue all the way up until, and I'm not saying it's never been an issue, it has. And was it an issue? On some level, it is. But if a woman wanted an abortion, she could get one. This is the way it eventually was. We hardly heard a word about this for the last decade. And now all of a sudden, somebody illegally grabs a hold of, you know, a memo and puts it out to the public, which is a federal crime. And all of a sudden, all of these people out of nowhere are all of a sudden massed all around these conservative Supreme Court justices' houses, which is a federal crime. And all of a sudden, this is going across the country. Do you think, like I think, that this is a mechanism of distraction? Door number one, door number two, door number three. Door number two right now is abortion. And again, we're looking at liberals. We're looking at progressives doing things that would get conservatives thrown in prison. How many people, do we have an attorney general who sent police over to arrest everybody that was demonstrating in front of a Supreme Court justice's house because they should have been? They weren't. Have they spent any time or effort, which with the best law enforcement, I don't know, organizations on the planet, they still can't tell you who leaked this memo? Are you kidding me? And who does this memo benefit? It benefits those in power. They know they're coming up on a bloodbath and they need to do anything and everything they can to distract as much attention from their shortcomings and their shortfalls and their disasters and their disastrous mistakes onto issues that they're going to make paramount in your life. Not a joke. And if it's not abortions, it's the bird flu or the monkey flu, because it's not COVID anymore. Door number one, door number two, door number three. And this is all going on at the same time. Gee, imagine that, all right? How about the next one? Out of control borders. Let me explain something to everybody here real quick so you all understand this and there's no doubt. When he signed in as president of the United States, he swears to protect the United States from all enemies, foreign and domestic. We've already had experts step up to say that people on the terror watch list have already been caught crossing the border. They also say that over 750,000 were never caught or stopped. And that's an estimated number. Some say it's well over a million. How many of those are terrorists? How many of those are coming into this country to commit, I don't know, some crime against America? How many of them were sent here to do exactly that? And how many of them that came across the border illegally but were let in, flown to cities around the country at the dark of night, given a place to stay, given food, given things some of us can't even afford anymore, and will end up by doing damage to this country? When Joe Bob was sworn in, he is sworn in to protect the United States from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. He is committing treason by ignoring the border. That's not a joke. And he needs to be impeached for it. That is a treasonous action. He is aware of what's going on. He's being told by mayors and governors and, excuse me, state reps, sorry, and senators from the southern states on the border over and over and over again, the deaths, the fentanyl, so on and so forth. That is literally an invasion of the United States that numbers in to the millions, and it's not only being ignored, it's being exacerbated by this progressive slash liberal government. It's being enhanced. That is treason. That is a president who is performing a treasonous action knowingly. He needs to be impeached. He needs to be in prison. And that's not for that. It's for other things. Remember, this guy's compromised. A full copy of his hard drive, and it's been admitted by both countries, is in the hands of the Russians and the Chinese. You get mass shootings by somebody who's supposed to be a conservative. The whole world knows about it. You have two liberals out in California committing a mass shooting. Nobody hears about it. Why? Why? Well, we go back to the media being owned again, don't we? Okay. Let's go to the next one. sexual perversion overflowing from the LGBTQN spectrum, with a special push on our young and impressionable children. When you tell me that it is a smart thing for nine-year-olds to have Drag Queen Day, where you have some gay individual, and I've got nothing against gay people, it's your decision, yes, do not affect my life and my children's life against my wishes with it. Do not force it upon me and my children. But that's exactly what's happening. Who my age or even 20 years younger than me would ever have expected to see that in a kindergarten, first or second grade class? Who? Why? Why is it even happening? Why is the White House threatening parents if your minor child decides, because they saw a movie at school, that it says, hey, it's going to be much more fun if I turn into a girl. And if you tell them no, they go back and tell their teacher you said no, and now you've got the government knocking on your door. Now, if you complain because of critical race theory, which is telling our children there is a difference between black and white, when we have tried for three generations and finally succeeded on telling people there is no difference, now you're a domestic terrorist. Listen to what I just said. The terrorists crossing our border are not terrorists. They're being flown to cities around the country and being set up and given money. But you go to school and say, I don't want my kids going to Drag Queen Day, or you're not going to tell my child that there's a difference between black and white when there isn't supposed to be, and now you're a terrorist, and the terrorist is living it up big time. Where have I got this wrong? Please tell me where I've got it wrong, because I would like so bad to be proven wrong on this. But you can't. You can't. And yes, the anger you hear in Roger's voice is very real. It is. Caring parents who are concerned about their children's education are now labeled as domestic terrorists. We also go as far as to defunding law enforcement to allow mayhem and chaos to advance an agenda. If you want societal breakdown, the last thing you want is an effective law enforcement system in any community. Well, they managed to screw that up intentionally pretty good, haven't they? How about inflation killing family budgets and destroying businesses? But yet Joe Biden's going to tell you it's Putin's fault. Joe Biden's going to tell you it's Saudi Arabia's fault. Joe Biden's going to tell you, and I could go on and on and on. I could also tell you right now that if this country was being run fuel-wise in the exact same fashion it was being run when Trump was in office, we would not only be energy independent, but our fuel prices would be at a 10 to 15 year low. Not the highest we've ever seen times two. You want to know where inflation is coming from? It's coming from those who own Joe Bob. Don't blame Biden for any of this. He's too stupid to think of these things himself. He's in office for the very reason I said last week. He's in office because he's so compromised and he's so brain dead. They have absolute control over him, and he will only do what he is told to do. Do not blame Joe Bob. When I blame him, I'm basically saying his handlers. You need to understand that going forward. But all of this is coming through this individual. Is anybody getting an idea that America's in trouble yet? Inflation right now is supposed to be 8.5%. Bullcrap! It is not. It's at least 15 to 17%. But like everything else, they are lying to you. And there are also economists saying before it's done, it could be 20 to 25%. You ain't seen nothing yet. That's what that means. And when the store shelves are empty And you've got no food? Oh, yeah, baby food, baby formula. When the shelves are empty, and it doesn't matter if there was something on the shelf, you wouldn't be able to afford it anyway. Let me see, USSR, Soviet Union. This is exactly what it looked like just before the Soviet Union fell. But yet this is exactly where we're headed. And this is being done intentionally. It's not a guess. It's a fact. If Joe Biden was to go in today and say, you can drill all of the places you were thinking of drilling before and I put a stop to it and the pipeline can run, it may be another month or two at low prices, but you watch them start to drop like a rock. Do you think he's going to do that? There isn't a snowball's chance in hell. So who do we blame for inflation? Go to the right place, Joe Bob. Look in the mirror. Manipulating resources like baby formula and other forms of redistribution, in some cases favoring illegal aliens at the expense of regular Americans who now come in last. Why would I even say who now come in last? Because we are suffering a baby formula shortage, but there are already reports, especially from eyewitnesses down on the border, stating there are trucks, massive trucks pulling in, loaded to the brink with baby formula for the illegals' children. But your children can't have any. These are the same people that are being flown around the country and put up in apartments and given money to live and so on and so forth and Scooby-Dooby-Doo, and you can't afford that. Tell me what's going on, people. Tell me why every illegal child is going to have plenty of baby formula, but yours may not. Why is America first in 2 years become America last? Not a joke. Releasing heinous criminals guilty of rape and murder back onto the streets to repeat, offend over and over again. Why? Because they may be of a different race, and we don't want to be racist. So we're going to let this individual back out to rape your daughter again. Why? Because that means we're not racist. I'm not going to beat that one up. Everybody's aware of this. We know what's happening. Letting people destroy and loot without guilt, mostly peaceful protests. How many Americans are still basically in jail, in prison, since January 6th, since they didn't riot. They didn't burn anything down. They broke a couple of windows. End of story. They didn't smash anything inside the Capitol. They didn't put anybody's life in danger. Most of them just walked through the Capitol taking selfies. These people have been in prison for how long now? For taking selfies with no representation, which is part of, in America, what you're guaranteed. But yet, you have people who went through the streets smashing businesses, stealing, looting, literally burning entire blocks in cities down, killing people. How many of those are in prison today? I will guarantee you in all of the cities that were damn near burned to the ground, you put them all together, the people that are actually still in jail because of that, won't come up to one-tenth of what's in jail because of January 6th. The difference is the liberals control them, and the liberals control what happened on January 6th. And what does that mean? That means that you conservatives are going to rot in prison. Anybody here think I'm joking? Why don't you do a little homework? Why don't you study that? Okay? Again, we're letting people destroy, loot, rob, burn cities down. Mostly peaceful protests. That's what the media told us. The DOJ that imprisons innocent people in a DC gulag but ignores those who threaten SCOTUS justices and burn down cities. Again, the SCOTUS justices. That's the Supreme Court justices. That is a federal offense. How many of them are in prison or in jail waiting for a trial? How many? But they're liberal. They're not going to be. a DOJ working with the media to let Hunter Biden skate. Hunter Biden and his laptop prove unequivocally that not only were crimes committed, but that his father is compromised. So they're going to do everything they can to bury it again. How are they going to do that? Baby formula. How are they going to do that? Abortion. How are they going to do that? The border. The biggest story in this country right now is a president possibly being compromised by foreign powers, and you ain't hearing nothing about it anymore. What you're hearing about is baby formula. What you're hearing about is abortion. Should these things be heard about? Yes, they should. But Hunter Biden's laptop and what's on it and what it says and what can be proven should be the number one story and not buried. And it is. DHS initiating a Ministry of Truth Disinformation Governance Board to destroy your First Amendment rights and control all future narratives. Well, basically, that's on hold right now because Mary Poppins, Nina Jankowicz, quit due to extreme backlash. Americans actually literally buried her in backlash, and I couldn't be prouder. And she walked away. Thank you, Americans. Thank you, conservative Americans that actually cared. Election theft proven over and over again. The latest proof, 20,000 or 2,000 mules. I've listened to it three times. I've watched the follow-up videos. I know it to be a proof. I know it to be a fact. But it's ignored by the very people sworn to prevent catastrophic issues such as this. If that was put in federal court where it should be, and the proof of that actually came out, it would absolutely require the removal of Joe Biden from office. It's not going to happen. Why? Because the liberals control the government. And the list goes on. But the showtime is limited. I've got about 2 or 3 minutes, so let me do my wrap-up here. Now, please consider that all of this is being facilitated or brought to fruition on the liberals' watch, under the benevolent, watchful eye of our puppet-in-chief, Joe Biden. Who the hell would have guessed that America could ever fall this far in less than 2 years unless it was intentional, pre-planned, or choreographed? How can anyone with any loyalty and love for America be a party to what we are undoubtedly witnessing? This is not a joke. It's not a guess. It's an absolute fact. Everything I told you was a fact. And it's all happening right now. Considering all you have just heard, you pretty much have to believe that the election was stolen to ensure a world-class compromised takeover of America. We'll talk again next week.
The office of the president could gain new powers. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced the Consumer Fuel Price Gouging Prevention Act, which would grant Biden the power to issue an emergency declaration making it unlawful to increase gas and home energy prices in an exploitive and excessive way. Rather than reverse the failed energy policies of the political left, the speaker wants to grant new emergency powers to the president. Over the past 2 years, we the people have seen how the government abuses emergency powers. Would anyone be surprised if the president were to use these new emergency powers to further cripple the energy industry for the sake of the green energy movement? We need limits to the existing emergency powers and more checks and balances. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cibus Pacem, Parabellum.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.